new series, amen. And we're about to get started. Real quick, before we get started,
check out this
intro before we get started real quick, amen.
Amen.
Eyes front.
What's up, Dr. Lee?
It's all good, Mr. Miles. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
Why was he late?
I guess he overslept.
Well, why didn't you wake him?
I'm not his mother, sir.
I asked Mr. Miles why his roommate was late. He says he guesses he overslept. I asked, why didn't you wake him? And he says he is not his mother. Section leaders, what is our concept?
One band, one sound.
One band, one sound. When one of us is late, we are all late. When one of us looks or sounds bad, we all look and sound bad. So what's the concept?
One band, one sound.
Now I want 10 laps from all those who are not their roommate's mama.
Don't whine. And while you're jogging around the field, let the robust composition of the Saints come out to end. Flow through your mind.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you don't mind, help me announce my text today. One band, one sound. Amen, amen. Tell somebody else, amen. One band, one sound. Today we'll be in the book of Joshua chapter 6 verses 6 and 7. Please stand all who are able for the reading of God's word. Then Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, take up the ark of the covenant and let 7 priests bear 7 trumpets of ram horns before the ark of the Lord. And he said to the people, proceed and march around the city and let him who is armed advance before the ark of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. As we embark, y'all, on a new series, I want to focus on 2 things for the next several weeks, if you don't mind. I want to focus on our personal life and how that ties to the church. Yeah. Thank God, Lady Thomas, she be in my spirit and my message. Some of the things she was saying, we went over with Rooted this morning, amen, about what she was saying about our responsibility. And while we all have a personal destiny that will be fulfilled in our life, we also have a communal destiny as believers.
My God.
Okay.
My God.
Certain things must be established, executed, so the church maintains its existence.
That's good.
Yeah. Our identity must be displayed in our unity.
Come on.
Why else would Jesus say, they will know you are my disciples by your love for one another. One body, many members.
That's it.
One band, one sound. Amen. Let me give you some backstory before we jump into Joshua. For those who don't know, I don't ever want to assume anybody knows what I'm talking about. A little backstory. Moses has led the people out of Egypt, y'all. Moses has led them. They're free from Egyptian bondage. Down there walking around the wilderness, which is the desert. They come upon the place God told them is the promised land. They get there. Moses says, look, I'm going to send some spies in. Y'all go handle that. Go look at it. They come back. They don't believe what God said. So therefore, they get punished. Amen. They don't have faith. So they get punished, really. God says, if y'all don't believe, I gave y'all the land. Cool. Now y'all can't have it. Everybody 20 years or older is going to die in this wilderness. I just send the next generation in. Amen. So Moses is upset behind that. So he's walking around. He's missing out on the promised land. Moses disobeys God because of the church folk. Amen. I can't get off of it. They got on his nerves so bad that he ended up disobeying God. He hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, okay? So then later on, God says, Moses, you can't get in. Moses dies. Now, Joshua is the next leader who is the assistant of Moses. He's the one that gets to lead Israel in the promised land. So that's where we at, y'all. So read chapter 6 for the whole context. Look at this. Verse 1. Now, Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. The first thing that jumps out today in this text is that's a problem. Amen. Yeah. It's a problem. God told the children of Israel since they left, the land of Canaan is yours. It's the promised land. It's flowing with milk and honey. I've given it to you. But now they have to walk around this wilderness, this desert for 40 years, all upset. Now God has to bring them back to this place. And what's the trick? They were scared to take over the land, but Jericho was scared of Israel. Ain't that a trip? They were scared to take over the land. Joshua sent spies into the land. And the report was that we heard about what God did in Egypt. Yeah, we heard about how God delivered y'all. We heard about how God made a way out of no way. And truth be told, we've been scared, shaking in their boots. And I can imagine Joshua and the children of Israel who have the faith now to conquer the land are kind of frustrated. As y'all can see a picture of the walls of Jericho behind me, it's seemingly no way to enter this city. Yeah, it's a barrier to their blessing, an obstacle to their overflow, a fence to their favor, a hurdle to their healing, a wall to their well-being. And I thought about it. I said, you know what? I can relate to the people of Israel. I felt like that before. I felt like I know what God has for me. I know what God has called me to do. I know what I need to go after. I felt like that, but somehow, some way, something was either blocking it or locking it up.
Wow.
I felt like, anybody in here felt like that before? That they know, but something is not letting me get to it. And can I encourage you real quick that whenever you face those problems, whenever I had those feelings and those problems arise, something had to happen. What I couldn't see in front of my eyes, I had to rely on His word. Yeah. What I couldn't, my eyes couldn't see, I had to rely on His word. I had to tell myself, George, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. I got to tell myself, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Amen. God, I need you to direct me. Amen. I had to tell myself, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord, my God, the word of the Lord endures forever. I had to tell myself, you are my refuge and my shield. I put my hope in your word. Why do I put my hope in His word? Because the Bible says His word is settled in heaven. If God said it, He meant it, and that settles it. So you can't rely on your feelings. You have to go to your word. Look at this verse 2, y'all. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. We went from a problem to now we're seeing a promise. Say promise.
Promise.
Yeah, promise. Yeah. If God said it, then He meant it, which means that's a promise from God. Amen. God's not a man that He should lie. God don't lie. He's not a man. So it's locked up right now. But God said, I have given you Jericho. I've given it to your hands. I've given you the kings. I've given you the army. God is giving something. I love this. When God is giving, we must be in a place and in a position to receive.
Come on.
Woo, trying to help somebody there. I'm going to say it again. When God is giving, we must be in a place and a position to receive. Okay. We missed out. Let me help you out. Okay. God told Joshua, I'm going to give it all to your hands. But before God told him that, let me tell you a little bit about Joshua. Joshua served as Moses' assistant, right? He was right there with Moses. When Moses went to get the Ten Commandments, Joshua was at the bottom of the mountain praying, amen. Everybody was tripping. Everybody was worshiping false idols. Everybody was doing their own thing. Joshua was right there praying with Moses. When they went to the land the first time to scope it out, Joshua said, I got faith, we can get it. Only Joshua and Caleb believed. No one else believed they can do what God said do. When Moses died, Joshua takes the leadership position. Joshua upholds the law and the word of God. Okay, Joshua sent spies to go back over there. That's how we get to Rahab and get to her lineage, right? So Joshua's moving for God. Joshua is so focused, he even circumcises a whole generation.
Come on. Wow.
All the men who were 20 and older died in those 40 years because of their disobedience. So it's a generation that was born in the wilderness, and Joshua got to circumcise them.
Wow.
Joshua wasn't perfect, but he was faithful. My God, I'm trying to help somebody today. Yeah. He wasn't perfect, but he was faithful. He was committed and consistent. Amen. That Joshua said, you know what? I ain't got everything together. I don't think I know it all, but what I do know is God loved me and I love Him. And I'm not letting nobody or anything come between what me and God are doing. So Joshua is about to receive. Why? Because he's in sync with God and the mission of God. So God is going to hand it to his hands. Okay, let's look at the working definition for the series. In sync. It means working well together in agreement.
Come on.
So God told Joshua he had given Jericho to his hands. But don't miss what Joshua's hands gave to God.
Come on. Help us out.
God said, I'm giving Jericho to your hands. But then you can't forget that Joshua's hands gave God something too. Joshua's hands gave God dedication. They gave him obedience. They gave him sacrifice. That's what propelled him to the promise of God. Joshua is willing to do the work of the Lord. He's in sync with God. He's in agreement with God. And because of these things, he realizes this. The only way God's promise is going to get to the people is if I'm in God's will.
My God.
The only way everybody's going to get to the land of milk and honey is if I be the example God called me to be.
My God.
Everybody's blessing is hinging on me to be in sync with God. Because I got to show them how to be in sync with God. Yeah, being a leader ain't easy.
Yeah,
being a leader has weight to it. For those of us, I can't speak to every job, but I know at the post office, when we brought people in to train, I didn't let just anybody train my employees. Amen. Yeah. Anybody could just train my employees. If you didn't come to work, you couldn't train my employees. If you couldn't make your times, you couldn't train my employees. If you had a bad attitude, you couldn't train my employees, because they're coming in and they need to see what a good leader looks like. Why would I let a bad leader influence them? Because we all leaders one way or other. So Joshua has got this instructions. Y'all look at this. Verse 3. You shall march around the city, all ye men of war. You shall go around the city once. This you shall do for 6 days. So the next part of being in sync, we see the preparation. Amen.
Yeah.
Preparation. Okay. We have the who. Who is God? Told Joshua what? That he was going to give him what? The city. Where? Jericho. Into his hands. We have the how. You shall march around the city for 6 days. We have the why. Because Abraham promised, God promised this land to Abraham before he died. He said, look here. Look at all that land out there. Your ancestors are going to have this. So it was promised to Abraham. So God is preparing them for the promise. The march has orders to it, y'all. The Ark of the Covenant is part of the march, and it has to be in front. The Ark of the Covenant is what was considered the presence of God. It was a big, almost like a chest or a cabinet, and it had angels on it who was bowed down to represent the mercy seat of God. It had some manna in it, amen, the bread from heaven, and it had to be carried on poles. No person could touch it. In fact, it was so holy that if you touched it, you would die.
My God.
It wasn't light. It was made out of gold. They had to carry this chest around a whole city, as I showed you, the whole city. They had to have priests, seven priests who played the trumpet playing while this was being carried. They had to have men of war in the front and men of war in the back. Everybody had to do this for the city. But then it said, when the time is right, they shall make a long blast and shout with a great shout, and the walls of the city shall fall. Okay. Joshua is tasked with relaying the instructions from the Lord to the people. Okay. Joshua, God is speaking to Joshua about instructions for everybody.
Come on.
It's important that God speaking to Joshua with instructions for everybody, which means we all got to be on the same page or we're not going to get the blessing. We all got to be walking the same direction or it ain't going to work. We all got to follow the instructions for God that he's giving me. We all got to do it. So look at this. Verse 10. Now Joshua commanded the people, saying, you shall not shout or make any noise with your voice. Nor shall a word proceed out of your mouth until the day I say to you to shout. Then you shout. Okay, we had a problem. We had a promise. We had preparation. Now we had the procedure. Yeah, the procedure, the process of something that needs to be accomplished for something. The process. We have the win. Out of all this situation, everyone has a role to play, but ain't nobody's job more important than others. I need y'all to catch that. Everybody has a job in this situation. No matter how little or no matter how small, everyone has a job. I need you to understand this and what God is saying. He needs all of us to do our job two ways. For the glory of God and to the best of our ability. Amen. Ooh, I'm trying to help you today. That don't be comparing your gifts to comparing what you're doing and what somebody else. That ain't what God did it for. No. He needs each one of us to do it for the glory of God and to the best of our abilities. If you're walking around with the Ark of the Covenant, then walk for the glory of God. If you are a priest and playing the trumpet, and do it for the glory of God. If you are one of the people that are on the sidelines waiting to shout, then do it for the glory of God. Everyone is needed. New Creation Church, we want to accomplish this, saving lives, saving souls, restoring and redeeming. If we're going to accomplish God's will and mission on earth, everybody is needed.
That's it. That's
No, big I's and little U's. Everybody is needed. You an usher. Do it for the glory of God and to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
And you a praise team member. God, no, I can't hold a note. And you a praise team member. Amen. Do it for the glory of God and the best of your ability. If you on the media, do it for the glory of God and to the best of your ability. If you an intercessor, do it for the glory of God and to the best of your ability.
Yeah.
And you just a member. You just here showing up. Guess what? You come in service.
Yeah.
You come here and pray. You come up here and worship.
Right.
You come here with your best offering, your best tithe. You come here with your hands lifted up. Your prayers are needed. Everyone is needed to do all our parts for the glory of God and to the best of our ability. Because if one person is out of sync, help me, I'm trying to help y'all, it messes up what God is trying to do. Yeah, I'm talking to everybody that has accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And if we begin to get out of sync, it messes up everybody. Pastor, put some Bible on it. I will. When Joshua was telling them, look here, we're about to go and to get this land. We're about to take over this land God has said we're going to have. Don't take anything. Nothing. Only thing you can take is the gold, silver, iron, and brass. We gonna consecrate it, and then we can bring it to the temple of the Lord.
Yeah.
Anything else, don't touch. Anything else, don't touch. Because Joshua got the instructions from God.
Right.
Where there was a man named Achan.
Yeah.
Achan going through all the stuff in Jericho, smiling, seeing some little idol that he liked, he grabbed it. Ain't nobody gonna miss it. I'm just going to take it. Ain't nobody going to know. It's just what I want. So Achan does that. After they come out of the wall, after they come out of Jericho, they come against a group of people called Ai. They were a small group of people. Very small. Had no business even competing with Israel. Do you know that Ai defeated Israel in battle?
My God.
And they couldn't figure out why? Then Joshua went to the Lord. He said, God, who sinned in the camp? Who took something that wasn't supposed to be taken and got us out of sync? You just spoke blessings. You just said this is the land of milk and honey. You just said we're about to be favored. You just said all this good stuff about to happen. But one person decided to go against the grain and it changed everything.
My God.
Listen, y'all. God said this. There are some people, watch this, out of sync. And they have irregular heartbeats. Mm. And it's detrimental to do ministry. Tell y'all, this was heavy on me, heavy on my heart. Irregular heartbeats, what is that? Irregular heartbeats, known as arrhythmias, can damage your heart, your brain, and other organs. Lead to life-threatening strokes, heart failure, cardiac arrest, and even sudden death if not treated. So as I'm reading this, I'm preparing my sermon, I'm looking at the children of Israel, y'all. I'm a firm believer in to get to your future, you got to look at your past.
Amen.
You got to be able to see what people did wrong so I don't make those same mistakes.
Yeah.
And God began to show me, yeah, when people murmur and complain, that's an irregular heartbeat.
Amen.
When you walk in rebellion,
Amen.
Irregular heartbeat. Okay. When you grab idols and pick idols instead of God, irregular heartbeat. When you have little to no time for God and the things of God, irregular heartbeat. When you have no issue with lying, cheating, stealing, controlled by lust, comfortable being holy heathens and righteous and ratchet, got an irregular heartbeat. God said, "It's that ain't the heartbeat I gave you. It's not on sync. It's not on rhythm like it should be for me." And to fix irregular heartbeats, you need medicine or you need surgery to implant devices that what control your heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you out of that.
My God.
Look at Hebrews 4 and 12.
Ooh, Jesus.
For the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So we all have a heart of stone. Bible says it. The heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it but God? The Bible says every one of us' heart is deceitfully wicked. From the baby to the oldest. Deceitfully. What does deceitfully wicked mean? It means that my heart ain't just wicked because we know we're lying. When somebody's lying, we know they're lying, right? We know when you know somebody's lying, you're looking like they're stupid. Like, come on, for real. You might be lying. You know I know, right? You know that. But that ain't what God says. He ain't said your heart is a liar. He said it's deceitfully wicked. Deceit's something different. Deceit is when I mix a little bit of truth with a little bit of lie so you don't know I'm lying.
Yeah.
A little bit of truth with a little bit of lie so I don't feel bad about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right? That's how God says our hearts are. We have hearts of stone that want to please our flesh.
Come on.
We want an easy life.
Yeah.
We want all the blessings and none of the struggle that builds the character.
Come on.
We want all the riches and we want all this stuff and we don't want what God has for us. But I'm here to tell you that doesn't work because God is Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals.
Yeah. Come on.
He's the
Come
great
on.
Physician. He's the God that heals. So the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. So God uses his word like a scalpel.
Yeah.
He uses his word like a scalpel. A scalpel is not a kitchen knife. It's an utensil that's used for surgeries. Amen. That his word is like the truth. And he begins to cut us with this scalpel.
Yeah.
Right in our heart area. He begins to cut and make incisions right by our heart. How does he do that? He gives us some truth. And that truth hits our heart. Amen.
Yeah.
And it hurts. It don't feel good when I get God's truth. It don't hurt when I got to look at myself in the mirror and say, I'm messed up. It don't hurt when I got to look at myself in the mirror and say, I'm a sinner. It don't feel good when I look at myself in the mirror and say, I ain't doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But God's word does that. It convicts us of our sins. It convicts us of unrighteousness. It convicts us of iniquity. It convicts us of unforgiveness. It convicts us of foolish pride. Whatever it is.
My God.
He uses a knife to cut us. Why does Jesus say, if you can't stop yourself from sinning, it's better to pluck out your right eye than go to hell with two eyes. You better go to heaven with one eye. Cutting. He says, if your right arm, if you can't stop from sinning, cut off your right arm. He don't mean it literally. He means you got to let the word of God work and cut you.
That's good.
So he can change you.
Good.
God's word cuts. Then he implants a device with his word on it. Right on your heart.
Thank you.
Yeah, he puts a device right on your heart. What does it do? It helps you to be a discerner of your thoughts and the intents of your heart. God gives us spiritual pacemakers. Amen. He gives us a spiritual pacemaker. Why? To change the beat of your heart.
Yes.
Thank God.
To beat to what he needs it to be to.
My God.
They want you to go out and participate in ratchet activity? Nah, I'm cool. That's a regular heartbeat. You trying to DM me and get me out of here and get me doing something that's outside the will of God? Trying to creep? Nah, I can't do that. I don't need no sneaky links and I don't need no DMs. No. That's an irregular heartbeat. They want you to lie for them and cover them? No, that's an irregular heartbeat. They want you to repay evil for evil. You know they did you wrong. Why don't you go knock them out? Go. They did you wrong. No. That's an irregular heartbeat. And it's not pleasing to my Father.
Jesus.
Verse 13, A clause 14. Then the seven priests bearing seven trumpets of ram horns before the ark of the Lord went on continually and blew with the trumpets. And the second day they marched around the city once and returned to the camp. So they did for 6 days. So everyone is in sync, y'all, and walking. They carrying and they playing the trumpets. They did this for 6 days. They walked around that whole city one time for 6 days. Can you imagine the people of Jericho looking at them?
Come on.
They looking out that window like, what is wrong with these people?
Wow.
City walled up. Why are y'all walking around? Why y'all not attacking us? Y'all marching around the city playing instruments and praying. What are y'all doing? I'm sure the people of Jericho were laughing at them. You ever see somebody doing something? They crazy. I don't know what's wrong with them. They ain't getting in here. They foolish. Ain't no way they getting in here. They going to walk around here and think they getting in here. And then God hit me with this. When the church is in sync with God, it's confident in following the instruction of God and comfortable marching to a different beat in the world.
Yeah. That's real.
Ooh.
Yes.
When the church is in sync with God. But we confident in following his instructions.
Yeah.
The outside noise don't matter. The chitter chatter don't get to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because I know I'm marching to the beat of a different drum.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
God told me this, y'all. I'm telling you, I couldn't even get this message together on Thursday. God was just dealing. So I got to deal because he needs us to be in sync. And I don't know who all this is for, but he said, look here, y'all got to clean up y'all music.
Yes,
man. I got to clean it up. These women that the industry is portraying to y'all, the Lottos, the Sexy Reds, God said, no. You can't be in sync with me when putting filth in your body. God spoke to me. I'm telling you, he said this. The enemy is planning these women to do two things. Increase STDs and death. That's it. That's their mission. To increase STDs and death. How they increase in death? Because God created men and women to come together to bring life. But because none of it is this, what they're talking about is under covenant, it's going to create abortions. Babies dying because of selfishness and sin. And they are being promoted to our young women. Not in this house, amen. In the name of Jesus. No. Our daughters will be virtuous. Our daughters will live a life for God. Our daughters will understand and not play those games. Our daughters will be who God called them to be. The same goes for the men. I just watched a rapper say in an interview that they pay me more to talk more about killing and more ignorant stuff. Which means you're willing to poison your people for you can be wealthy. You're literally declaring, I'm willing to poison, and then says, well, that's why I try to get on platforms like this and talk, because so it's something different. No, the kids don't want to hear you talk. They want to hear your music. We have to change to get in sync with God. You can't get in sync with God being the same person you've always been. You can't get in sync with God being comfortable, because it's uncomfortable. And you can't be in sync with God and don't think he ain't going to begin to strip you and break you and crush you so he can mold you and shape you into what he's called you to be. And don't, you can't tell God how to heal. He's God. You can't tell God how to deliver you. He's God. You can't tell God how to fix your heart. He's God. He knows what buttons he needs to push. He knows who he needs to arrest in your life. He knows who he needs to bring into your life. He knows all of that. So our job is to submit to him so we can be in sync with him.
My God.
You got to be in sync. My God. Yeah, people tripping. Yeah. I march to a beat of a different drum. That's okay. You want to church every Sunday? Yep, show him. I march to the beat of a different drum. You're not having sex till you get married? Yep, show him. I march to the beat of a different drum. You really going to fast and not eat? Yes, I march to the beat of a different drum. You're really not going to get high with me and go hang out? No, I march to the beat of a different drum. I'm comfortable with following God.
My God.
So because that's where my comfort zone is at, and my strength and my sanity and my peace, I can't go with you and get off beat. You're going to mess up the rhythm of my heart. Jesus. Joshua 6:20, y'all. So the people shouted. Y'all miss y'all shout. I ain't doing a good job teaching. I don't think that, baby. I don't think I'm doing good. So the people shouted.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When the priest blew the trumpets. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now we need to meet up everything.
Thank you, God.
That at the right time, Joshua instructed the people, this is your time to shout. This is your moment of participation that's going to bring us our breakthrough.
That's it.
Yeah, I know you ain't playing no instruments. I know you wasn't singing and praising around the thing. I know you wasn't even walking, but this is your moment.
Yeah.
We don't get God's victory unless you do your part too.
Yeah. Come on.
I love that.
Come on.
So they walked around seven times. But on the seventh day, they walked around seven times. So every day they walked around one time for 6 days. But on the seventh day, they walked around seven times. Wow. Yeah. They walked around seven times and the wall fell down. One of my favorite things to watch that represents unity and teamwork is relay races. Amen. I love watching relay races. The 4x100 per se is probably my favorite. Amen. Not into the long races as much, but the 4x1. And recently, the world championship just took place, right? We just seen that on TV. And when you are running a relay race, let me help you out. Everyone is placed in a certain position according to their skill. Okay. The second fastest person is first. The third fastest person is second. The fourth fastest person, which we have the slowest time, is third. And the fastest person is last.
Come on.
Yeah, they call the anchor.
Yeah.
Everybody has their team with one goal to accomplish, but everybody is placed in different positions.
My God.
And guess what? The difference between the fastest and the slowest ain't that much.
Come on.
It ain't that much of a gap between the fastest and the slowest, but they all need it in a specific spot. But one thing I love about the relay race, watch this, you always face forward. They in different spots around the track. You got this part, you got that part, you got that part. It's four spots. And everybody is in different spots, and they're all facing forward. So when the first person is going, they can't see nobody. Last person that goes, they do get to see everybody, but they still facing forward because they got to get to the finish line.
Come on.
So what I love about relay races, can you help me out real quick? Grab your microphone for me. Well, what I love about relay races is this. Is that let's get right here for you, baby. Is that while you are facing forward and you're ready to run, the person is in position like this. They're waiting. They're not looking. They're not cheering. They're focused on what lies ahead of them. And while they're focused, the teammate lets them know when they're coming, and they begin to run. Come up to me, Lady Thomas, and go there. And then what do? They put the baton in their hand.
Take off.
And if they're not in sync,
yeah,
with the handout, we've been to middle school track meets. Woo, they need help, Jesus. They ain't there yet, amen. There's levels to this thing, right? There's levels. Olympians, we've been to middle school track meets. I can't tell you how many times, because they not in sync, they fumbled the baton and was disqualified. Which means however many people were left didn't even get to do the race.
Because
one person didn't do their job. So sometimes they will hand the baton out because they're not in sync with their timing. They get out of the zone. You gotta hand it off before you get to a certain zone. If you don't hand it off in that time again, you disqualified, which means you cannot be in the race at that moment and still get disqualified because somebody else's actions. Y'all can't receive y'all medal. Y'all can't receive y'all ribbon because something fell apart. Y'all weren't in sync. Being in sync is necessary to achieve our goals.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. As I was watching the world champions, the young sister Shakari Richardson was in there. Amen. Praise God. And I love watching her run. And if we remember just 2 years ago, was disqualified in the 2021 Olympics. Yeah. What happened is she ran into a wall in her life.
Yeah.
Her mother died. She was depressed, and she used weed to cope. Amen. I've been there before. Praise God. No judgment zone. Amen. Here. I've been there before. And she used weed to cope with her problems. And because she couldn't cope with her problems, she took something that she couldn't use. And even though other people have been taking other kind of substances, I'm sorry, weed don't make you run faster. Amen. But it was the rules.
Yeah, it's the rules. You got to follow.
The rules are the rules. God's instructions are God's instructions.
Yeah,
can't right. pick and choose. Right. His rules are his rules. His ways, his statutes are set. So because she didn't follow the rules, she got disqualified and did not get to compete in 2021, and it kept her from her destiny. But she showed up in 2023, praise God, amen. She showed up in sync in 2023. Now, I don't need no weed to trip my mind this year. No. I'm going to follow every instruction they got this year. I'm going to do whatever they said I need to do. I'm going to train. Watch this. But from 21 to 23, she still had to train. She still had to give it her all. She still had to focus on what lies ahead. She still had to take her strength, her time, and remember that wall. And for me not to go back and let that wall hit me again, I got to remain on the course that's going to give me my victory. So in 2023, y'all, she got first place in the 100, my God. She got first place in the 4x4 with her relay team. She ran the anchor and brought home the gold. What I'm trying to help everybody understand today, we done that walls are in your life, in the natural and the spiritual. There are things that are intentionally trying to separate you from what God has for you, my God. Yeah. But when you move as a unit, my God, when you move as one man and one sound, my God, walls of unrighteousness, walls of lying, walls of fornication, walls of homosexuality, walls of unbelief, walls of rebellion, depression, walls of laziness, walls of idolatry, they all got to come down, my God. These walls are designed to keep you in, my God. These walls are designed to keep you like the people of Jericho, so you can't escape from your sin, so you will never change, so you will never trust God, you will never obey God, my God. But I'm crazy enough to believe in the power of God. I'm crazy enough to believe that God is stronger than any wall in my life. I'm crazy enough to believe that if the church submits to God's will, if the church submits to God's calling, if the church walks in love and unity, we can be one man and one sound, my God. Yeah, we can walk in his ways, walk in his word. There is no sound that we can't make. Matter of fact, there's a sound, amen. I can't even lift up your voice right now. There's a sound that should reach heaven. There's a sound that should change atmospheres. There's a sound that should break bondage. There's a sound that should bring deliverance. When they made the sound, when they rejoiced, the walls came down. Can I promise that over your life, that wall coming down, whatever it is, give God the glory. Walk in sync. Do what he's called you to do. Love your neighbor. Forgive your enemy. Walk in love and peace and let God break that wall down. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for walls being broken. When they came together and shouted,
my God,
the walls of Jericho. The people were laughing at them, I'm sure. People were confused about what they were doing. Yet God made the city fall. And only one person, my God. So you got this way, you got to do the will of God. Rahab and her family, the only people that made it out of there.
Come on.
My God.
You better tell us.
My God.
The wall, the whole city of Jericho fell. But because Rahab said, look here, I'm going to hide y'all spies. I believe in y'all. I don't even know y'all God. Oh, can I prophesy? People that ain't even going to know your God. They going to say, I don't even know if God real. I don't even believe in Jesus. But it's something about you.
Your spirit
line up. I ain't never. You forgave them for that? You love them today? You prayed for me and I did you wrong? That your spirit going to be so amazing. That Rahab said, look here, I'm going to disrespect my king. Because it's something about your God.
Yeah, yeah.
And they put a red cord over their wall, over their room, a red cord. And Joshua said, tear up everything. Go kill everything. But except Rahab, the prostitute. Don't forget she was a prostitute. Rahab, so ain't nobody outside. Don't think you done too much that God can't save you. Don't forget Rahab was a prostitute, a thot. All right, don't forget that, amen. Don't forget that. That's what she was. And God saved her and her family.
Thank you.
But what trips me out, and I'm done, y'all, of all the things that could have been a symbol, it was a red cord over the wall.
Ooh, Jesus.
My God, something about that color red.
Come on.
I know I ain't baptized, but something about the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Something about the blood that said God, even with Jericho, said to show something that the blood saved, that it still has its power, that it still works. That it will wash you clean.
Yes.
It will change your life.
My God.
It will heal your soul. It will restore you. And that's the power that God has to save you. We give God some praise in this place, y'all. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, God. We praise you today. Woo. As I deliver this message, y'all, I'm serious, and I mean seriously. We got to get in sync with God.
Amen.
It's nothing in this world going on. Outside of God, what do we see? We see lies. We see death. We see deception. We see greed, anger, envy. There's so much going on. So the church got to be the light bearers. We was in here for prayer Friday, y'all. We were doing an altar call. And God kept telling me we got to be street lights. It's dark outside. Yeah, it's dark outside. Every day, Citizen app or news go off, somebody shot. Every day, it's dark outside. People are overdosing on drugs. It's dark outside. It's kids that ain't got no hope. None. It's dark outside. God says, look here, I need my church to be streetlights. I need y'all to be lampposts. Jesus said, I need you to be a city that's on a hill. Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So if you don't know this Father in heaven that I'm talking about today, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, make today your day. God loves you. God cares for you. And he wants to redeem you. He wants to show you what your best life looks like. He wants to show you what real love looks like. We've all experienced fake love. I want to show you what real love looks like. Real love covers a multitude of sins. Real love forgives you at your worst. Real love picks you up when you're falling down. That's what real love is, and that's what our God has. So if God has placed it upon your heart, and you need to be saved and give Jesus your heart, I want to give you the opportunity to do that today. And say, God, here I am, a sinner, and I need you. Here I am, saying, God, I need you. Maybe you are saved, but hey, I'm not in sync. I love God, but I'm not in sync. I'm not part of a community. I'm not tied to the church. I'm not tied to anybody. I'm kind of being a lone ranger right now. And that's not how God designed it to be. That communal blessings that God has designed. The children of Israel had to come together to get to the promised land. And some things we can't get outside of being connected to God and his body. So if that's you, I'm saved, but I need to be part of a body. Give you the opportunity today to make your way. If you need to be baptized, and you need to be baptized, brother, the first, second, I don't really care. I need to be baptized. I feel a need. I feel God's spirit working in me. If that's you or you need special prayer, whatever the case may be, whatever you need today, I'm going to say make your way. Don't go back home the same way you came. Don't leave here feeling good and knowing you needed more. And then don't go back home feeling guilt and feeling shame. Ooh, if you need God, I want to give you the opportunity today. If anybody in here today, y'all know. If you need them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God loves you so much. God loves you and he cares. All you got to do is step out on faith. All you got to do is take a step in the right direction. I thank God that he said he's married to the backslider. That if I take steps to heal, my God, he's right there to help, to heal, to save, to set free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you've got to praise in this place, amen. Give God a praise in this place.
Thank you, God.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
Join.
You want to join? Amen, praise God. All right, Miss Bessie wants to join today. Amen.
Yes,
God bless
God.
You. Look, y'all probably already thought she was a member. Amen. She'll be here on time. She'll be at prayer.
Yes, she does.
She be here. Amen.
Yes, she does.
So thank you for making that decision. Amen. And I love this because I believe, again, one man, one sound. We need mature saints too.
Yeah.
Mature saints are needed. So anybody that's more mature than me and allows me to want to be your pastor, I take that as a privilege.
That's a
privilege to my heart that God is awesome. So thank you so much for listening to God and obeying his voice. Amen. Can we give God some praise? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God, we thank you. We praise you.
Thank you.
We love to. God bless you.
Quite an honor.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So we want to make sure we get you situated with a bag. So make sure we got all your information. I think we might have. Do we have that already?
Just fill out another card.
Yeah, fill out a card. Make sure we got all your information. And I don't know. Do you want to say anything? I'm gonna give you opportunity to share. If you want to share anything, what God is what pulled you to make this decision or anything?
The Lord brought me here. Actually, about 2 months ago, I was getting dressed to go to another church that I was visiting, and God said, come here.
Right.
And you know, he kept tugging me, and I said, you want me to go back to New Creations? Because, you know, I honor his direction.
Amen.
Yeah, and so I thank God for his direction, because without it, I would be lost.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen. I've been happy ever since.
Amen.
Glory
thank
to God.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Glory
to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Lord. Lord.
Thank you.
My niece, Nakia, and my sister was coming here, but I was just visiting with them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, but, you know, I just thank God.
Thank God. Amen. 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 Thank God. Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you for sharing that testimony. I'm sure it encouraged somebody else today as well.
Yes.
So thank you so much. Amen. So we would definitely get you the information. What you said was so important. What we talked about, even talking about Aruda today, that Nakia and Miss Hannah, who have moved out of town, but again, God is waiting on us to tell our story. Talk about that in Rooted today, man. I want to get you in Rooted as well. But God is waiting on all of us. That people are waiting on you to line up with his word.
Yeah.
People are waiting on you to march to that beat or that different drum and be bold in Christ.
Yeah.
It may not happen immediately, but you keep praying. It may not happen immediately, but you keep trusting. You keep doing God's will, and eventually your spirit right, your heart right, something gonna stick. Some, because this world is killing.
Yeah.
It's depleting. It's taking away from us. And God is refreshing and renewing and filling our spirit man up. And eventually you're going to need that.
Thank you, God.
So, God, I thank you for what you said. Listen to God's direction.
Yeah.
I want to say something, too. Once again, thank you for listening to God. But it spoke something to my spirit, because you didn't, even though they didn't stay.
Come on.
You stayed playing.
Yeah.
Because it was unfamiliar. You didn't know us. But because the Spirit of God moved through you. So you just was a testament to tell people sometimes places may be unfamiliar. People may be unfamiliar. And people may bring you into places they're not even there anymore. But you stay plenty. And you stay safe. Because if God told you to do it, that's it. You got to follow God's will, not man. Men may fall. Things may happen. Me and Pastor may not be here, but as long as you know and can hear the voice of God, that's everything. So thank you for listening to God. And thank you for not missing a beat. I appreciate that.
God is amazing. He's good and wonderful and kind. Amen. At this time, we're going to get ready to raise our offering. Amen.
Thank
praise
you.
God. Give God a praise for our offering. Our tithing and offering. You can give electronically, through Cash App or text to give. Oh, I forgot that slide. Pray for Pastor. Pastor, we're on a mission. Amen.
Yeah.
Moving. Let's see. I'm trying to think how we do it. Might even get it from Dre.
Go ahead.
Huh? Go ahead. Do it. Yeah. All right. I got to fix it. Amen. Give us a second.
New Creation $2018 is the not the text again, the Cash App. Anybody want to take that over from Pastor? Look at him. He be doing so much. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. But that's the sign of faithfulness. So we thank you.
Amen.
Ushers, you can go ahead and start going around and passing out.
There we go.
Got it? Bam. Y'all raise your hand, please, and that lets you go ahead and pack and go around.